I wanted to come in today to talk about despair. This is a feeling, an emotion that comes up a lot. And I hear it a lot in the ladies that I work with, those in Homecoming Collective, those who come into my DMs, those who drop me emails. The feeling of despair. And I think as Muslims, we don't really talk about the topic of despair very much. I think in many ways we spiritually shame ourselves for not for feeling any sense of despair. And when we shame ourselves for something, what we typically do then, we hide. And then what happens when we hide? It just perpetually builds up and it comes up more. When we hide what we're feeling shame for, what does it mean to despair? Despair is a complete loss of hope. Where you feel like nothing can get better. Loss of hope to the point that you have zero expectation of things changing, of things being different. And it's not the same as just deciding, okay, this is the way it is, but it is a visceral feeling that spirals you into inaction because you feel like nothing can change and you're going to be this way forever. Giving up on yourself, you know, and that's why I said don't give up on yourself, like don't cancel yourself because God hasn't canceled you. Because I hear and see so many women who cancel themselves, cancel any goodness, any hope of goodness for themselves because they are living in a place of despair. And it hurts my heart. It hurts my heart because I am a firm believer that nothing in this world lasts forever. Nothing. So that means, yeah, the good times won't last forever. And also the bad times, the challenging times, the heartbreaking times, the painful times, the hurtful times will not last forever either. Our lives are like a book, metaphorically and literally. And a book has several chapters. Whatever chapter you are in right now, is that. It's a chapter. It's a chapter. But yet, some of us, we go through stuff and we decide, this is my story. This is my life. That's it. This place I'm in is my entire book. And then we spiral into despair. Losing hope for change. And the most painful part is losing hope in Allah, losing hope in God. You know, when you lose hope in God, I feel like that's when you've lost everything. I feel like if when you, and if you, let's not making it a when, but if you lose hope in God, in Allah, that's when you lose everything because He is everything. And if you lose hope in the one who is everything, then you have and you're left with nothing. And you know, in the Quran, our Creator talks about those who lose hope. Those who despair in his mercy. And just to think, right? Just to think, when he was creating us, he knew that there would be us, those of us who fall into despair. He knew when he made us that there will be from my creation those who despair. So let me give them a message of hope. He knew us. He knew us before we knew ourselves. He knew us. He knows us more than we know ourselves. And so he says that we shouldn't lose hope in his mercy. And then you have verses like verse 56 from chapter 15, where we are told, "And who despairs of the mercy of his Lord except for those astray?" Meaning that it's only if we completely turn our back to him, that's when there is no hope for us. Only if we turn our back for him and from him. Meaning what? Meaning that as long as we don't turn our back, there's still hope and he won't abandon us. There's still hope for return, for renewal, for reset, for redemption, for betterment, for mercy, for forgiveness, for growth, for healing. There's still hope. There's still hope. So if you are listening to this, you are here, hearing this, and you feel like you are in a place of despair. Despair meaning that you have no hope that things are going to be different. And this can be in relation to your faith, and it can be in relation to other aspects of your life. No hope that you're going to get married, for those of you who are looking for a spouse. No hope that you're going to get a job. No hope that, you know, even for those women who can't physically bear a child, but there is hope that you can be a mother to a child who's already been born. So motherhood, in the sense of mothering, nurturing, pouring into from your heart to another child, is actually still possible for you. So despair is believing that there's no hope, that you can't heal, that you can't get out of an abusive relationship, that you can't whatever. The moment we decide that there is no hope, we have turned our backs to our Lord. And I pray that we are protected from that, because we are sending a direct message to ourselves and we're sending a direct message to the Lord of the worlds. So let's hold on to hope. Let's hold on to hope. It's the most beautiful thing to have. It's the thing that can keep you afloat when you feel like you're drowning. You've been through stuff. You're going through stuff. Yes, there is hope, because nothing stays the same. Nothing. There's always change. There's always change. So breathe in hope. Breathe in possibility. Expand your chest that has been constricted. Expand it with hope. And you know, I have found that even if I don't know, most of the time, I don't know what the other side might look like, or how I'm going to get to the other side, whatever the other side is, or that I've decided the other side is, even if I don't know how, the route, or when, keeping my chest and my heart open with hope does two things. One, it allows me to live with a lightness and to continue doing my best, to continue talking, begging, crying to my creator, right? It does that. And it also allows me to notice the little signs and the little flickers of change, because sometimes the opportunities for change are right in front of us. But when you're in despair, you don't see it, because what, you've closed the door to hope, right? But if you remain open here despite not knowing how, when, who, what, all the things. But if you remain there, you will see them, you will notice them, you remain open to them. So even if it doesn't seem or feel like you can do anything, or even if it feels like you've done everything that you could, even though that will never be the case, there are always more options. There are an infinite number of options, but that's another topic for another day, okay? If you just keep yourself alive, keep hope alive within you, it'll be a beautiful thing and continue to be a beautiful thing. The change that we seek lies within us. So even if circumstances outside of you seem the same, right? They don't seem like they've changed very much, but within you, there have been shifts. Within you, there have been changes. Within you, there have been openings. Your experience of your situation, your experience of life will be different because the change that you seek starts inside. I hope this helps. I hope it reaches those who need it. If you are here and amongst those who needed it, I'm just a messenger sent to deliver the message to you. And if you want others to benefit, share with them and allow them to also bask in hope, to reignite hope, to pull themselves from the place of despair so that they can feel the changes that they want, so that they can have the changes that they want and they can take different action for themselves. Because often when we've decided that nothing can change, what do? We stand still. We stand still and then we decide that nothing can change. But wait, hold up. Is it because I'm standing still? Or is it because of something else? That was what was on heart for me to share with you today. And sending you much love. Assalamu alaikum.